Joining me on the phone is Michael Booker, to the director and president of Theater Unlimited, and he's here to introduce us to a series of shows coming up very, very soon, April 21st to April 30th, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Can't wait to hear all about this show. Michael, welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Theater Unlimited, you are the director and president of this company, a community-based musical theater group which has been around since 1988, bringing quality musical theater productions to the city of Mississauga. Tell us a little bit about this upcoming production, one of my favorites, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Can't wait to hear about it.
Well, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, our group actually chose to do this show actually in 2018, and we made the commitment to purchasing a set, and our original production dates were 2019, but then this little thing called COVID came along and sort of shut us down. And we continued with a group of people that were dedicated. We created some online components. We kept it going. And then, unfortunately, that little shutdown that we thought was going to be 3 to 4 weeks, maybe a month, ended up being close to 2 years by the time we could slot ourselves back in, because we're part of the Encore series. So the Encore series has been serving Mississauga for equally as long. And let's get on with the show. But as they say, we're happy to be finally bringing this to the stage. And I would tell you, for a community theater group that is fully volunteer run, volunteer executed, we've taken on a large show that has a lot of technical components, and I think that the audience will be very pleasantly surprised at to what we can achieve in community. And we're really looking forward to bringing that up. We've got a great talented cast, not all the same cast that started with us 3 years ago, but all the
understandably
efforts culminated to get us to where we are today.
It certainly shows great passion, and you've survived what turned out, you know, we all thought this would be a little virus, and it certainly grew into much more than anybody expected. Well, kudos to you and your team for keeping the energy going. It sounds like this show has matured over time like a good wine. And we're super excited for you. You mentioned the songs, of course, Richard Robert Sherman, that powerful duo who have probably the most motion picture songs than anyone in history, 2 Grammy Awards, many Academy Award nominations. Great sing-along tunes, of course. One thinks of Mary Poppins, catchy tunes, as you mentioned. Tell us a little bit about how you're keeping this for families. I mean, it's a show about good versus evil, the perfect kind of theme that's sure to resonate. A tale about an oddball inventor and the villain he has to deal with. Tell us a little bit about the imagery, how you're capturing that dreamlike atmosphere.
We're using a combination of projections along with, of course, theatrical components like haze and a number of other factors to create that feel and look of the stage. We have a car that actually does have the ability to vacillate and move on somewhat of hydraulics. I mean, we do not have the capacity to actually fly it over the audience like the London reproduction that we don't have. However, the car opens up, it moves on stage, it wings, and you know, the wings open up, and it actually looks really cute. And then all the other little sort of inventor type items that are part of the production are all thought of in a way that is very creative and pulls it together. Yeah. And the show flows with a real solid cast of performers that vary from people who've been doing this for 30, if not 40 years as a community performer, to our to a few of our younger members who this is their first time on stage. But what I will share is that as we are in our final month of rehearsals, the energy is there. The people are excited. We have diversity of people from across ages and cultures in this show. And it really does represent the best of what community can produce. And I think that that's really worth coming out and seeing.
Certainly sounds like it. You're supporting rising stars and also those seasoned actors, actresses. I'm sure this is going to be a wonderful production with all the energy you've built up. And I'm coming back to that 1968 movie. I remember that was one fancy vehicle that the inventor built for his children. I just can't wait to see what you have in store for this production. Yeah, my special guest has been Michael Bookhurt, the director and president of Theater Unlimited, getting prepped for an incredible series of shows here, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. coming to Mississauga. Get your tickets at theaterunlimited.ca. You can also EncoreSeries.ca, EncoreSeries.ca. You can buy tickets from there. Tell us a little bit about the Meadowvale Theater.
Oh, the Meadowvale Theater just recently went through a renovation. So we have a revised lobby and some backstage, not backstage, but not the stage itself, but the backstage area was repositioned and re-engineered to make the flow work for productions in a different way. So it's quite exciting to come back to our theater. I would say it's our home. I would say it's the home of the Encore series. And it's exciting because the series has been there and we're a staple of the community. And we're very fortunate in the city of Mississauga. And we have to really thank those that walked the stage before us to create it. If you think that, you know, in the evolution of creating a city, that a space of that size, an intimate house of just under 400 seats, which gives a great playing space for community. You know, we talked to some of our sister groups and, you know, we recognize how fortunate we are. We have the ability to fly. We have the ability to project. We have a fabulous sound system. Those are all things that we get to work with. I mean, they're not without a cost, of course, but it really is about an investment in community. And, you know, we have to also acknowledge, you know, the city of Mississauga and
yes,
their continued support as well. I think that's really key and critical here. And, you know, local
absolutely,
politicians that continue to support, you know, theater and the arts. Even our building space, which is in a neighboring ward, it's really, you know, it's wonderful that we continue to get supported to allow us to have that warehousing space, because without it, quite frankly, this isn't possible, right?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. And welcome back home to the Meadowvale Theater. This is going to be a very, very exciting production. April 21st to April 30th, a series of evening shows and matinees. Get your tickets at EncoreSeries.ca, that's EncoreSeries.ca, to learn about this phantasmagorical stage musical, the history of everything. Karktikus Potts, his enchanting children, their truly scrumptuous friend, truly scrumptuous, and the adventures with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang set to sail in Mississauga very, very soon. Thank you, Michael, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
And best of luck on this series of performances.
Thank you.